Disclaimer, this podcast is a safe space to share experiences and tackle issues related to mental health. It is meant not to work as intervention or replace any treatment option. Should you feel that you are suffering from any mental discomfort, it is necessary to seek professional help from a mental health expert. You may check this directory of mental health facilities, services, and organizations from around the Philippines, mentalhealthph.org or www.silakbo.ph.com. Okay, so hello to all the listeners. Thank you again for tuning in. Okay, so itong lesson for today natin is close to my heart. So, marami nagtatanong sa akin ito. So, that's why ito yung topic natin today. How to get motivated when you don't feel like it. O, diba? Sino dyan na nakaka-relate na parang, hello, ayoko magtrabaho pero kailangan. Okay? Whether you're not motivated to clean your house or lose weight, a lack of motivation can be the biggest thing stopping you from reaching your goals. If you can't get yourself to finish a task or even start one, think about what might be wrong. Then come up with a plan to help you get going. Okay, imagine mo kung wala ka sa mood. Isipin mo bakit ka ba wala sa mood. Ano ba nangyari? Bakit ka wala sa mood? Hindi naman pwede pagising mo lang. Wala ka lang sa mood. May reason yan. Okay? Strategies. Ano yung mga strategies? Keep in mind that not every strategy works for everybody or in every situation. Try out different ways of behaving to see which ones help you reach your goals the most. Okay? So, itong disclaimer, itong mga strategies na ituturo ko sa inyo, it doesn't mean na mag-work siya sa inyo. Hanapin ninyo yung mag-work sa inyo. Okay? Kaya naman, pwede namong i-mix. Itatry mo naman yung ibang strategies para malaman mo kung nag-work or hindi. Okay? So, let's start. Number one, act as if you are motivated. Usually, sinasabi ko to sa mga clients ko, fake it till you make it. Okay? Kahit hindi ka motivated, you act as if you are motivated. You might be able to trick yourself into feeling motivated by changing how you act. Act as if you're feeling motivated and your actions may change how you feel. For example, wala ka sa mood mag-exercise. So, kung ano ba usually action ng taong motivated? Magsusuot sila ng pag-exercise. Susuot na nila yung rubber shoes, ganyan. So, ang gawin mo, yun ang pwede mong gawin na parang nasa mood ka. Wala ka sa mood magwalis, maglinis ng bahay, kunin mo yung walis. As if parang gustong-gusto mong maglinis. Okay? That's the number one. Number two is challenge your thoughts. When you can't get yourself to do anything, you'll probably come up with a long off list of reasons why you shouldn't. You might think it will be too hard or I'll never get it done anyway. These kinds of thoughts will stop you from moving forward. So, di ba? Pag ayaw, sabi nga sa Pilipino, kung ayaw mo, maraming dahilan. Pag gusto, maraming paraan. Try to make the opposite case. When you think you're going to fail, give all the reason why you might succeed. Or if you think you can't finish a job, write all the things that show you can't finish the job. You can see both ends of the spectrum if you argue the opposite. It can always help you remember that an overly negative outcome isn't always true. There's a chance that things will go better than you think they will. And you might find that having more balanced view of things will make you want to try more. Okay, so kung ano bang wala kang ganang gawin, wala ka sa mood, so i-challenge mo yung thought mo. Isipin mo, kapag ginawa mo ito, ano yung makukuha mong benefit? Or, ano ba yung isa na sabihin mo na, I will never get it done. Ang gawin mo, o kaya ko, ito first step, at least nagawa ko na, bukas naman yung second step. At least you are moving forward. Huwag mong hayaan yung thought mo ang mag-dictate sa'yo para hindi ka maging productive within the day. Okay? Third is, be kind to yourself. Okay. Ito usually sinasabi ko sa lahat ng mga clients ko. Okay? You might think that the way to get motivated is to be hard on yourself. Self-criticism does more harm than good. Self-compassion is a better way to get yourself going, especially when you're having trouble. A research in UC Berkeley study found that self-compassion makes people more motivated to try again after failing. Okay? Instead na sabihin mo sa sarili mo, hindi ko kaya yan, ang sabihin mo, kaya ko yan. Okay? Students who were nice to themselves after failing a test did better on their next test. Self-acceptance gave people more drive to fix their flaws. Okay? A key component of self-compassion. Okay? Para maiwasan mo ang self-criticism or yung pinapagalita mo yung sarili mo, the first step is self-acceptance. Tanggapin mo kagad kung ano yung mga issues mo para kapag natanggap mo na siya, ang susunod mong gagawin is solution na. Ano ba yung pwede kong gawin kung ako ay mabagal or mahina sa gantong bagay? Okay? Self-compassion makes you feel better mentally, which can increase motivation. 2012 study found that self-compassion helps with mental distress, anxiety, sadness, and stress. Instead of berating yourself of making mistakes, have a nicer conversation with yourself. This doesn't mean that you should say, I am the best person in the world, okay? Be your own best buddy. How would you tell a friend what to do? You probably treat others better than you treat yourself. So befriend yourself, okay? So kung ikaw mabait ka sa ibang tao, make sure na mabait ka rin sa sarili mo. Kung anong advice ang ibibigay mo sa isang kaibigan mo, dapat yun din advice ang sasabihin mo sa sarili mo. Helpfully coach yourself. Positive self-talk can help you get past problems. Okay, so that's the number 3, be kind to yourself. Number 4 is use 10-minute rule. Ano ba yun? Ano ba yung 10-minute rule? When you hate something, like walking 3 miles on a treadmill, you won't do it. You can reduce your fear by showing yourself that the task isn't as bad as you think or that you're stronger than you think. Start with the rule of 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, you quit. At 10 minutes, you should decide if you want to keep going or stop. You should want to keep going, use the 10-minute rule to get yourself to start a boring report or to-do list. It's hard to get started on a task. After you've started, it's easy to keep going. So, ganito siya. Ang 10-minute rule is, pag wala ka sa mood, halimbawa, wala ka sa mood, maglinis ng bahay. So, sabi mo sa sarili mo, I will do it for 10 minutes lang. Okay? Once na nasimulan mo yan, dire-diretso na yan. Pwede naman, okay, 10 minutes. 10 minutes mong gagawin. Tapos magpapahinga ka. Tapos itry mo ulit another 10 minutes. Tapos magpapahinga ka. Eventually, parang nag-jumpstart ka lang, nagagawa mo na yung mga dapat mong gawin. Okay? That's number 4, the 10-minute rule. 5th is nature walk. Okay? Ako, this is one of my favorite. Okay? Nature walk. I love nature. Okay? A little exercise, some fresh air, and a change of scenery can do wonders for your motivation. Walking in nature can be more helpful than walking on a busy city street. So instead of walking down a busy street, you should go to a park or a botanical garden. Being in nature can give you the mental break you need to feel more motivated when you get back to your project. Okay, so minsan maganda rin talaga na pumupunta tayo sa nature. Kapag wala ka sa mood, talagang mamasyal ka. Pumunta ka sa, yung iba, yun na nakakatuwa yung mga nagma-mountain climbing. So pag masyado kang, you feel down, kailangan mo ng nature break. Okay, next, that's number 5. Number 6 is pair a job you don't want to do with something you do like. Your emotions are a big part of what gets you going. If you're sad, bored, lonely, or worried, you won't want to take on a hard challenge or finish a boring task. Add some fun to something you don't want to do to make yourself feel better. When you always do a task along with something fun, you'll feel better and might even look forward to it. Ito yung kapag wala ka sa mood gawin yung mga bagay, magdagdagan mo or isabay mo yung something na gusto mong gawin. For example, ayaw mo mag-exercise kasi nabuboard ka. Pwede naman while running or while walking, listen to a music or listen to a podcast. Or wala ka sa mood maglinis, you can call a friend or talk to a friend while you are cleaning. Okay? Next naman, meron kang kailangan bilhin. Tapos, nahihiya ka or wala ka sa mood pumunta doon sa lugar na yon sa mall. You can ask a friend to go shopping with you. Okay? Or, habang nagtutupi ka ng laundry, you can watch your favorite show. Okay? So, pero, tandaan nyo, hindi naman pwedeng na sabay-sabay kasi 'di ba we cannot do things at the same time. Just make sure that having fun doesn't get in the way of your work. For example, if you watch TV while writing a paper, you might get distracted, 'di ba? Or talking to a friend while you clean the house might be so distracting that you can't pay attention to what you're doing. Okay? So kung ikaw may mga tao kasing masyado talagang focus. So, hindi nila kayang gawin yung two things at the same time. Pero kung ikaw bored na bored, like kunyari meron kang lesson, napapakinggan, audio, pwede kang gawin mo yung mga bagay na gusto mo while listening to it. Not unless meron kang kailangan mong gumawa ng report. Kailangan mo mag-focus doon. Okay? That's number 6. Number 7 is manage your list of tasks. When you have a lot to do, it's hard to get yourself going. If you think there's no way you can get everything done, you might not even try. Look at your list of things to do and decide if it's too long. If that's the case, get rid of tasks that aren't necessary. Check to see if you can move any other tasks to a different day. Move the most important things to the top of the list by putting them in order of importance. You might find that making a small change to your to-do list or the way you look at it will make your task seem easier to do. Because of this, you might feel more going to work. Okay. So, alam ko may mga alpha woman dito na nakikinig na gusto nila tapusin lahat ko ano yung mga to-do list nila. Okay? Kung kaya mo at hindi ka ma-stress, go ahead. Pero kung ikaw ay unmotivated na nakikitami mong ginagawa, gagawin pa lang for the day, na overwhelmed ka na. So, pwede mong bawasan yung list. Hatiin mo na siya. Gawin mo na things to do for tomorrow, things to do for today. Okay? That's number 7. And then number 8 is care for yourself or self-care. Nako, this is one of my favorites, di ba? Na you need to take care of yourself. You won't be able to get motivated as long as you don't take care of yourself. Some things that can make it hard to get through the day are not getting enough sleep, eating poorly, or not having enough free time or me time, okay? Minsan, unmotivated ka, hindi dahil depressed ka. Unmotivated ka kasi pagod ka. So, baka kulang yung tulog mo, hindi ka kumain ng maayos, or sobra kang, hindi ka nag-exercise, kulang ka sa tubig, ganyan. So, minsan kailangan mo i-check sa sarili mo, baka kulang ang self-care mo, okay? Number 9. Give yourself a treat for working. O, diba? In short, you have to reward yourself. Okay? Make a small reward for yourself that you can earn by working hard. You might find that staying motivated to reach your goal is easier if you keep your mind on the reward. Think about whether you will be more motivated by smaller rewards more often or by a bigger reward for a job well done. You might want to try out a few different approaches until you find the one that works best for you, okay? So yun nga, kung may gagawin ka, kung sa'yo mag-work sa'yo na at the end of the day, doon mo i-rewardan yung sarili mo, pwede yun. O kaya naman, step by step, para pag natapos ko yung paglilinis ng bahay, manunood naman ako. Pagkatapos kong maglaba, magre-relax ako, manunood ako ulit. So, pwede yun. So, tingnan mo kung ano yung mag-motivate talaga sa'yo, yung mga rewards kung at the end of the day or kada natatapos yung activity. Make sure though that your rewards don't hurt your efforts. If you work hard at the gym, you might not want to reward yourself with something sweet. Okay, yun yun. And bad habits that work against you will make you less motivated over time. Parang, di ba, nakakatawa yun na parang, okay, mag-exercise ako, so ang reward ko sweets. Hindi ganon. Or kakain ako sa eat all you can. So, hindi siya ganon. Okay? Make sure na i-rewardan mo, magbe-benefit ka. Okay? Last but not the least is get help from a professional. If you can get yourself going for 2 weeks or more, you should talk to a professional. You might also want to get help if your lack of motivation is making it hard for you to do things in your daily life. For example, if you can't go to work, if you're not doing well at work, or if you can't get out of the house, this could be a sign of something more serious. Okay? So remember, kapag yung motivation mo, tumagal na siya ng mga 2 weeks to 1 month, tapos hindi ka talaga productive, hindi mo nagagawa yung dating nagagawa mo, because of poor motivation, you should seek professional help. Okay? So, yan yung mga strategies na pwede nyong gamitin. There are 10, okay? So, let's review. The first one is act as if you are motivated. Second, challenge your thoughts. Third, be kind to yourself. Fourth is use the 10-minute rule. Fifth is nature walk. Sixth is pair a job you don't want to do with something you do like. 7, manage your list of tasks. 8, care for yourself. 9, give yourself a treat for working. 10 is get help from a professional. In conclusion, at some point or another, everyone has trouble staying motivated. What's important though is how you react to feelings of unmotivation. Take care of yourself. Try new things to see what works to boost your motivation, and don't be afraid to seek for assistance if you get stuck. Okay, so ayan po ang mga pwede nating gawin to stay motivated. Okay, so kapag hindi nag-work yung 10, I think it's about time to seek professional help. Okay, so thank you so much, listener. That's it for today. Thank you so much. See you on our next podcast. Goodbye!
This has been Coach I on the Mind and on Mental Health TBT podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter, Meant, M-E-A-N-T, and my Facebook account, Aileen Evangelista Ang, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization, and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.